Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied.
Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. My name is Katish Haberfield and I am your host. This week we are doing a second spirit releasement therapy session with Vivian. Vivian was one of my one-month intensive clients. And in this session, we are going to do two types of releasement. One is an earthbound spirit attachment. So a lovely lady died in 1700s and attached to the Vivian of a previous lifetime. And the second one is linked to our previous season, the starseed season. And in this session, we find a ET, if you want to call them extraterrestrial device, which was implanted etherically in Vivian's, what I like to call soul template, soul blueprint, for safety purposes when she left a different location that she lived on that was non-Earth related. Now, this second part of the session is very emotional for Vivian, as we speak to her galactic mother and we learn about the reasons that Vivian had this attachment and why it's no longer effective. Irrespective of what anybody else on Earth says, any of the people that you follow in relation to starseeds on YouTube or any of the books that you have read, I have my own personal belief systems around attachments. Some people believe that starseeds are higher beings with greater knowledge and that all attachments are relevant and helpful. I respectfully disagree, completely, utterly, totally disagree. There are more important and valuable ways of communicating and monitoring your loved ones from another lifetime. And I express this in each of the spirit releasement sessions that I do, where we find a implant from another lifetime on non-Earth locations. Now, other practitioners you may find may leave them in. I believe that it interferes with spiritual laws. The first and most important one is the law of spiritual sovereignty. It's an important crossing of boundaries and it's not acceptable in my mind. It affects your energy and your body, your physical, mental, spiritual, and etheric body. So I won't tolerate it. Different opinion, as you will find with other people. I would beg that you do not do any meditations on YouTube, which advise that you will be given a spirit attachment, an implant from whatever race it is, Pleiadian or whoever. It's not appropriate. If you are open to communications from our galactic multiverse friends, then they can communicate with you via light language. It is not appropriate for them to place an implant into your template. But that's my opinion and that's the way that I do my therapy. You may respectfully disagree with me. This is my podcast and my clients, so I will go with my beliefs. So in this episode, you'll see how we deal with implant. And then if you wish to go back to the starseed season, you can check out Vivian's episode. And in Vivian's episode, we actually go back to her lifetime on the non-Earth location. And we learned about her galactic mother's grief. So you're welcome to go back to season 4 and listen to that episode as well. As always, I thank you greatly for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can find me across all social media platforms. I spend the most time on Facebook or LinkedIn. And you can watch videos of these sessions on YouTube. I do thoroughly appreciate everyone who likes, comments, and subscribes to the podcast, and in particular, those kind souls who leave us a rating on all of the podcast networks. Until next week, namaste. I will count from 3 down to 0. At 0, you'll recall or imagine a moment of spiritual strength, like a deep peace, a righteous energy, or an authoritative clarity. Drifting back with 3, to a moment of spiritual strength with 2, focusing with 1, ready to step into that moment and feel the feeling with 0 now be there. First impression. In that moment, are you inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay. Is it morning, afternoon, or evening?
It's morning.
Okay. And where are you?
I'm at the beach.
And look around. What's happening in this scene?
Children playing around, and it's just this feeling of being so connected and happy.
You can visualize, imagine, hear, feel, or know in any way that's right for you. Now, this strength that you have, this feeling of being connected to nature and happy, is it a directly spiritual strength or an indirectly spiritual strength?
Directly, I think.
Directly, okay. Play it forward. What happens next? What are you doing?
I'm just being there. Enjoying the views and the feeling fully present.
Okay, and I want you to really check in with all your clairs. What can you hear, see, smell, taste, or know about nature in this moment?
I feel like I am part of it.
You feel like you're part of it? And can you hear anything in nature talk to you? Like, not in human talking, but do you have an ability to communicate with nature?
Yeah.
How? Which element do you speaks to you?
The air.
The air? Okay. And I want you to really zone in and focus on that now, the feeling of the air and how it's communicating with you.
Like a sense of knowing.
Hmm? And on this occasion, what does the air want to tell you?
It's so perfect. It's so perfect, just as it is.
Now, I want you to understand that this ability to communicate with the air and to be one with nature is a spiritual strength that you can call on at any time. And do you have any other spiritual strengths that wish to come forward today that you should be reminded about? Is there a spiritual being who wishes to come forward, or is there a spiritual teacher that represents strength to you and connects you to your understanding of nature? Anything that comes to your mind? Anything at all?
This is
a spirit animal? Mm-hmm. Which one's that?
Yeah. It's a rabbit.
A white rabbit? Beautiful. Okay. And what does the white rabbit wish to communicate with you today? You may be a feeling, a color, a sensation.
I It's a feeling of trust.
Feeling of trust, okay. And rabbits are symbols of abundance.
Yeah.
And is the rabbit communicating to you the abundance of nature?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I have this feeling that there's so much around me, like the wind and the sea, and there's limitless.
Is there a message there for you to tap into the abundance that is natural and that you're always being provided for?
It's like it's already there. I don't need to look for it.
Now, I want you to really hone in on that, knowing that it's already there and you don't need to look for it. I want you to, if that feeling had a color, what would that color be?
White.
White? Okay. And where do you feel white if it's going to be located in your body? Where does your body want to show you that feeling, that color?
In my heart.
In your heart? Okay. Now, I want you to embed both the color and the feeling into your heart right now so that you can take it with you and bring this feeling of spiritual strength back whenever it's needed. Lock it in. Really see and feel the color white and the sensation in your heart. And any time from now onwards that you are doubting abundance, that the nature provides for you, that it's all there and you don't need to look for it, I want you to come back to your heart center, connect with the color white, and connect with the feeling in your heart right now and realize this spiritual strength that you have. We lock that in now?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. As we go through issues related to your spiritual strength, sovereignty, and authority over your body and mind, you can always go back and go straight to your heart. So I want to, now that we have focused on your body, I want you to do a little bit of a body scan. And I want you to scan your body from your feet upwards. And I want you to scan your body for anything that feels a little bit heavy. There's energy or faces or forms or sounds or voices or emotions that don't belong to you. So starting at your feet, coming upwards to your calves, to your knees, to your quads and thighs, to your hips and up to your torso. Scan your midsection and your chest. Scan your arms and your shoulders and up to your head. Notice any images, faces or forms, any sounds or voices, any sensations or emotions. And let me know what you feel, hear and see out loud.
I feel some heaviness around my thighs. It's like a
dark cloud?
Yeah.
And is it in like a cloud shape? Is it dark, like as in black? How would you describe it if you were trying to get a child to paint it?
It feels like a gray cloud when it's going to rain.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And if you could pretend that this gray cloud could make a noise to express how it feels, what would the sound like?
It would be like a squeak.
A squeak?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you want to squeak? Because you're welcome to squeak and make that noise. To release it.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to come out, but yeah. It's all
right. This is the opportunity for the gray cloud that wants to squeak to actually use the ability to communicate with human words and let us know what it wants to say. If it could speak, just playing along with an imaginary scenario, what would that grey cloud say? Listen to me?
Yeah. It's as if stop avoiding me.
Stop avoiding me?
Yeah.
Now, because the cloud has chosen to speak with us, and because it benefits you and I, Vivian, to do so, we're willing to speak to this grey cloud and listen to it. But first of all, we're going to invite your spirit guides to be here with us. And you can do that now by sending that invitation and saying inside your mind, I ask for my spirit guides to come and assist me now. And I also ask for my personal spirit guides to come and assist us. Now, there may be one spirit guide or more, and it may be a spirit guide that you're familiar with or a new one. So you might see this spirit guide by an energetic representation, a shape, a color, a feeling. So let me know when this spirit guide or spirit guides become obvious to you.
I can sense like three shadows.
Sense three shadows. And let's ask those shadows to step forward. Spirit guides, thank you for coming. We have asked you here to request your guidance, protection, and assistance of Vivian and myself, including everybody else that is in this session right now. We're scanning Vivian's body today to see if there is any energy, any attachment that is not hers. And first of all, in order to proceed with this session, we would like you to step forward one at a time so that you can identify yourself, because Vivian has lost a little bit of connection with you guys. So we just first of all want to have you identify you by your name. And Vivian, I want you to, as the shadows step forward one at a time, let's just do the first one first. Because we're asking them to present themselves clearly to you now, I want you to let me know how the first spirit guide appears to you in your mind.
Yeah.
Do they look like? What do they feel like? And have they got a name?
This is
Sky?
Yeah. It's male.
Mm-hmm.
He's blonde. Dressed in white. And very loving eyes.
And when you look into their eyes, are they a normal human color, like a blue or a brown or a green?
Yeah, it's blue, green.
The green? And it's customary to shake their hands to say hello. So shake Sky's hand and let me know, what's the hand temperature like? Is it warm?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, I would like you to ask the second spirit guide to come forward. Who's the second spirit guide?
She's like an old lady.
Old lady?
Like Native American. But I don't know her name.
Okay. Can you look into her eyes?
Yes.
What color are they?
They are brown.
Brown? Yeah. So hold out your hand so she can shake your hand. It's customary.
Yes.
And her hand feels what temperature?
It's warm.
warm? Beautiful. Mm. Okay. And does she have any sound or generic name that she would like you to call her?
What just came to mind is Feather.
Feather? Beautiful. Thank you for being with us today, Feather and Sky. And now let's have a look at the third guide. If you'd like to step forward now.
This is a black man, and he's from Egypt. He's wearing like a tunic.
Mm-hmm.
And his skin is very dark.
What about his eyes?
His eyes are beautiful, are really dark, mm-hmm. very loving as well.
And does he have a name that he'd like you to call him?
What came to me is Toss.
And I'd like you to shake his hand, please. How does that feel?
Really nice. It's funny how all the hands are different.
It's still warm though?
Yes, it is warm.
Okay, lovely. Okay, now I would just like you to ask them one at a time. So Sky, because I forgot to ask this question, how long have you been with Sky?
All my life, apparently.
All your current life as Vivian?
Yes.
Well, current life. Beautiful. Thank you, Sky. And Feather, how long have you been with Vivian, please?
Feather seems to have been with me for longer. Very long.
Okay. Thank you, Feather. And Toss.
And Todd has been with me for very long as well.
Okay, perfect. We thank you for your presence here today. What we would like to ask you now is that Vivian has a dark cloud that is grey with a bit of a squeak that has stepped up and asked her to stop avoiding her and to listen to her. As her spirit guides, I would like your confirmation if this is a attachment of some form. Is this an earthbound spirit that has attached itself to Vivian today? You can talk to Vivian and let her know, and she will relay the message to me.
Yes, it seems that it is.
And as you are her spirit guides, do I have permission to communicate directly with this earthbound spirit, or do you wish to do it on her behalf?
Yes, you can communicate directly.
Thank you. If you wouldn't mind just stepping back so that the earthbound spirit can come forward and you can stand guard for us while I begin my communication with the earthbound spirit. Dear earthbound spirit, thank you for communicating with us today. We don't wish to avoid you any longer, and we come in peace. And if you'd like to step forward, please, so Vivian can feel your presence. And if you could please identify yourself, please, darling. You can speak directly to Vivian and Vivian will relay the message to me. I'm assuming, dear friend, that you once were a human being incarnated on Earth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your name?
Ariel comes to me.
Okay. Ariel. And Ariel, How did you meet Vivian?
When she was very little.
How did you find her? Out of all of the humans on Earth, how did you find her?
She was playing she was at the beach playing on the sand. And she was like this beautiful little girl. There's so much light around her. And it felt good. It felt good to be. Felt good to be there.
And did you sense her energy because she was reaching out for help or assistance or friendship, or was it just her light that drew you in?
No, it was just her light.
And how did you come to be there? Had you recently died? What's your story, darling? Feeling lost? That's no good.
I couldn't find my way. Couldn't find the way.
Couldn't find the way? Oh, no, that's no good. It's not a nice feeling, is it?
No.
So she gave you a feeling of comfort, is that right?
Yeah.
And you just wanted to be near her so you didn't feel lost?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And she didn't mind you being around? She let you become part of her?
No. Easily? She was lovely.
She was lovely? Okay, darling. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what year it is in your mind.
1776.
1776. Okay, darling. And Ariel, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about you. How did you become lost?
It was very sudden. I didn't know if I had died.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wandering around. I wanted to go back. I couldn't go back.
And how old were you, darling?
39.
39? Yes. And what were you doing when you died? Were you out at the markets or? An accident?
Horse.
An accident with a horse?
Yes.
That's terrible. And you didn't see the light to cross over?
I don't know. I missed it. It was so confusing.
Yeah.
I didn't know what had happened. I didn't want to. I didn't want to cross over.
Okay. Did you have any children or anything? Is that why you didn't want to cross over?
Yes.
Yeah. How many children did you have, darling?
Two.
Boy, a girl?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. And were they? How old were they, darling?
5 and 6.
5 and 6. Yeah, yeah, it must have been. And were you riding the horse or what happened when the horse?
No, I wasn't riding the horse. I don't know. It stepped on me or something.
Okay. Know. And where were you living in 1776?
What? England.
England? Okay. And where were the children? Were they at home or?
They were. Yes, they were with our grandmother.
Okay. Okay. Now, Ariel, I just want to let you know, darling, that today is actually 2022. It's not 1776 anymore. Did you realize that?
No.
No, it's been a very long time you've been lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm here to let you know that if you'd like to, I can help you cross over and go with the angels today. And what that will do, darling, is that will help you find your children again. And it will help you heal. And you can be with your family on the other side. Does that sound like something that you'd like, darling?
Oh, yes, yes.
Please, okay. All right, so I'm going to bring in the angelic team right now. I want you to let me know when you can see either a rainbow or a dove or a really bright light.
Yes, I can see a
rainbow. That's actually like a bridge. It's So I want you to walk towards the rainbow and follow the rainbow, and the angels are actually going to lift you up onto that rainbow and lift you up into the heaven. So I want you just to say goodbye to Vivian now, and your children will be waiting for you in heaven.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. And Godspeed. God be with you. We love you. Goodbye. And Vivian, can you let me know when she's disappeared from sight?
Yes, she's gone.
Okay. So I'd like to call back in our three spirit guides, Sky, Feather, and Thoth. I would like to confirm that Ariel has indeed crossed over, please.
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you also to let us know if there are any other attachments that Vivian has that we need to communicate with today.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Could you please ask that entity to come forward now, please, so I can directly communicate with it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Dear one, my name is Katish, and you have been with Vivian for a while. I was hoping that you could please identify yourself and let me firstly know, have you been a human with a human body?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and darling, what's your name? Angel. An angel. What year is it, darling?
Thirteen something.
Okay, darling. And where are you? Where do you live, darling? Where do you normally live? Okay. And how did you meet Vivian, darling? Do you remember meeting Vivian?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. It was a very long time ago.
While she was still Vivian, or when she was another person?
She was another person?
Okay. Do you know who she was? Do you remember who she was back then? Was she a girl or a boy?
She was a girl. She was a lady.
A lady?
She was an old lady.
Old lady? Okay.
Yes.
And were you lost when you met her? What happened?
I didn't know where I was.
You didn't know where you were, darling, yeah? Are you aware that you died?
No.
Yeah. Okay, darling, really, you have died because it's now the year 2022. It's not 1300 anymore. You've been with Vivian at least two or three lifetimes. You must be very fond of her.
Yeah.
Yeah? But you're lost. Do you know what happened to you to become lost? What, were you doing anything in particular when you became lost?
I just wanted to stay.
You wanted to stay? Why was that?
I was scared.
You were scared, darling? What were you scared of? It's not nice to be scared.
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what would happen to me.
Mm-hmm. And The old lady that Vivian used to be, was she somewhere near you and you just saw her, or she felt like home, or what happened, darling?
She was closest.
She was closest to you? Okay.
Yes. I could stay.
Okay.
I could stay with her.
Okay. And how old were you when this happened, Angel?
15.
You're 15. Were you running an errand for your mum or going to the markets or anything like that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you come from a big family, darling?
Yes.
And were there family members waiting for you?
Yes, they were waiting for me.
Waiting for you, okay. So, darling, those family members are still waiting for you, but they're on the other side now. I was wondering if you would like me to help you go re-find them again. I can do that for you today, darling, so you don't feel lost anymore.
I'm scared.
You're scared? Well, there's nothing to be scared of. I want you to, with your eyes, I want you to look into my eyes. Can you see my eyes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I want you to see the pure intention and love in my heart.
Yes.
Okay. And I have got a very special team of angels who will really treat you so kindly, and they're going to give you food and a warm blanket and shelter. And they have got lots of special things for you. And importantly, they're going to take your hand if you're ready now. And they're going to help you reunite with your family so you never, ever feel lost again. Does that feel good, darling?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been by yourself for long enough now, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, Angel, I want you to look around and tell me whether you see a dove or a rainbow or a bright light. What do you see?
Bright light.
Bright light, okay. So I want you to look straight into that bright light. And I want you to feel how suddenly your feet begin to float a little bit. And I want you to feel like the soft sensation of a feather beside you. And see how that feather is picking you up now. And it's like magical. And you're floating in the air. Can you feel that now?
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
Okay, so let that light feeling or that feather feeling, let it lift you up, darling. And what's going to happen now is you're now surrounded by beautiful, the most beautiful angels you have ever seen in your life. And they are so pleased to see you. Can you feel their love?
Yes.
Okay, so everything is safe now. You're perfectly safe. They're wrapping that blanket around you. And we're going to say goodbye now, darling. So say goodbye to Vivian. And you're going to float off like a feather. And be reunited with your family.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my darling. Good luck. Godspeed. Vivian, let me know when she's floated away.
Yes, she's gone.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then I'd now like to speak again to Feather and Sky and Soth. Could you please confirm that Angel has now crossed over?
Yes, she has.
Yes, thank you very much. And I would now like to confirm if there are any further energetic beings that are here to speak to us today. There are, thank you. And could you allow them to move forward now? Hi, if you'd like to move forward, please. My name is Katish, and you are with Katish and Vivian here today. We would be keen to know and make your acquaintance. We come with good spirit and intention and pure peace. Could you please let us know if you have ever had a human body?
No.
No, okay. And do you have a name that you go by?
No.
No name. Okay. Now, I was just wondering, have you been with Vivian for a while?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And how did you meet Vivian?
In the galaxy.
In the galaxy? And do you come from a location, a planet where she has previously resided herself?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. And may I be privileged to know where you come from, please? If you're not sure of my intention, you can look in my eyes and see that. Pure intention. I am benevolent. No harm.
Crying.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And have you been with Vivian for a while, dear?
Yes.
And I just want to check respectfully, is there a term? I always tend to call people dear and darling. What do you like to be addressed as?
It's okay.
It's okay. All right, darling. Now, I would like to know, what was your purpose?
I'm here to protect Vivian.
You're here to protect her, are you? Okay. Yes. Why does she need protecting, darling?
She was a little girl.
It's okay. She was your little girl, or?
Yes.
It's okay. Tell me your story. Tell me the story. You're safe here.
I lost her.
You lost her?
Yes. I wanted to protect her.
So you lost her and then you found her again, is that right?
Yes.
How did it come to be that you lost her? Were you out traveling or?
She was dying.
She was dying, okay. That's very sad.
Yes.
Did she have an illness or was there a war on your planet or how did she become, was it just her time? What happened, darling?
She ate poison.
No. Accidentally?
Yes.
How did she find the poison?
It was a plant.
A plant?
Yes.
Okay. And how old was she? I don't know if you have ages like we humans have ages. We have a different concept of time, so we number it by years. How do you measure the age of a child?
She was a small child.
And were you her mother?
Yes.
Mother, okay. And so she crossed over, she died, and then she reincarnated on Earth. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And sometimes it's customary that you can put some kind of a device in to monitor and track and help people of your own kind come back home rather than being physically with them. Did you do that as well, or is it just your presence that's protecting her? Does she have a tracking device?
No, I wanted to be with her.
You wanted to be with her? Okay. And did you have other children?
Yes.
Okay. And who's looking after them now? You don't know. You've been with Vivian for a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Vivian's a grown woman now and she has her own children. And I'm wondering about your other children. Don't you think that you can see Vivian is well and happy and safe and she has people to love her? Yes? She's doing very well here, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes, and she's using her spiritual strength, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm wondering, darling, if it's time for you to return to find your other children who need you.
Yes, but I don't want to let go.
I know you don't want to. A mother is never out of her child's heart, and you don't physically have to be with her. You understand energy principles and you understand that you can send her feelings and wishes and thoughts from afar because we're all energetically connected, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes. Because the thing is here, now that she's chosen to reincarnate on Earth, she's got a very specific job to do, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yes. And she needs all her energy, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yes, and she's been very tired and drained, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
And you've been worried about that, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. So do you know one of the really important things that you could do to help her?
Yes.
Yes, help her with her energy. You could go home because when you do that, you can still communicate with her. But you won't be using her human energy. Do you understand how important that is?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay. And do you have a form of light language that you speak?
Yes.
Have you told that to Vivian?
No.
No. Okay. So, for example, here on Earth right now is a great time of human beings learning light language. And you can communicate with Vivian and she can draw symbols and paint symbols and learn light language that way. And that is how you can communicate with her. She can also speak light language if it's so desired and part of her soul contract to do so. So there are ways that you can contact with her and communicate with her. So you're not actually letting her go. It's just that you're not physically attached to her proximity. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. And how do you feel about communicating with her in light language?
It feels very good.
It feels very good. And do you wish to do that through movement or painting or drawing or the actual mouth communications? What form of light language do you wish to communicate with Vivian?
Movement.
Movement? Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a sign, symbol, color, shape, or feeling that will, communicate with Vivian so that she knows that there's a light language transmission coming in?
Yeah, blue light.
A blue light. Okay, so we've got a blue light and you're going to communicate with Vivian via the movement-based light language, which is just really beautiful because that's a wonderful healing energy as well that Vivian can use in her work as a priestess here on Earth, can't she?
Yes.
Yes. So how are you feeling about that? Are you feeling much better now?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. And do you have any messages that you wish to communicate with Vivian before you go today?
You're so loved.
Oh, darling.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Remember, it's not goodbye. Okay?
Yes.
We wish you Godspeed and travel well, be safe, and your children, your other children, are really looking forward to seeing you. Okay?
Yes.
Are you ready to leave now, darling?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. We love you and goodbye. Please let go now. Okay. Vivian, has she gone now?
Yes.
Okay. Feather, Toth, and Sky, has she now moved on?
Yes, you have.
Okay, thank you. And could you please let me know if there are any other energetic beings here today?
There are.
Yes. Okay. And do you wish with me to communicate with them in this session, or is Vivian too drained now?
In another session.
In another session? Okay. All right. Are you able to now give her some healing so that we can heal the spaces that were occupied by the meaning entities?
Yes.
Okay. So we ask you three to heal any after effects of these attachments, including healing any residues of thought or feeling. So, Vivian, I'd like you to just receive and accept this healing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you receive this healing, I want you to see the healing spirits of light. And the light will be sent to the areas of the body that need it the most. Would you imagine, visualize, or feel a white or golden light with a healing, loving, wise energy flowing down from the top of your head, down your face and your jaw, over your neck and throat, down to your shoulders, back and core, filling you with a healing, peaceful energy. Let it flow down your spine, through your chest, spreading deeper with every heartbeat and breath, all the way down your legs to your feet. And as that light has gone through, it should have scanned to find any residues of spirit attachment that were symbolized as an old frayed rope, an old barnacle, a bracelet or a headband, or any other symbol. And I want you to imagine that a lightsaber or some form of direct light was able to dissolve any last symbolic residues of attachment.
Yes.
Beautiful. We now call upon the healing spirits of light to do the sealing light exercise. Feel those clean spaces with the golden white light that surrounds Vivian's whole body in a healing cocoon of light. Find a central point of light within you, Vivian. Let this light grow from this central point within you and expand so it surrounds you and fills every cell of your body. Let this aura of light remain strong for the coming minutes and days as you recover and prepare fully to integrate this experience today. Now, as you visualize, hear, or feel the light healing from your body, you can also focus your attention on the healing emotions from all of the stories that you heard today. Recall how your wise self can see things with calm, clarity, and wisdom, and feel the energies of acceptance, forgiving, and loving kindness. Now, spirit guides, do you have any further healing you'd like to do with Vivian today?
Not for now.
Thank you very much.